Carion Johnson, Amanda Sitter-Weber, Caitlin McFadden, and head coach Kathy Reese.
She's 18. Number 18.
Opening remarks, Kathy.
Well, today it was a good day. You know, I think we started off a little bit, rusty in our shooting. We went, 11 for 29 in the first half. That was a little bit of a struggle. But the second half, I thought our girls did a really good job, pulled it together, and we finished out the game the way that we had wanted to. So really pleased today with our redefending effort. I thought our midfield played great in forcing turnovers, which therefore allowed us to have more possession on offense and to create the number of shots that we did today.
46 shots, is that a good thing for you guys?
Well, it depends how you look at it, you know? I mean, if we had 46 shots meant we had a lot of opportunities offensively, but to be 20 for 46 isn't necessarily the stat that we would like. But that was a big talk of ours at halftime. I mean, we were 11 for 29, and I think overall we got a little closer to being around 50%, but still not quite there. So, I mean, I think it shows that we had the ball a lot on offense, which is great, but however, we would like to do a better job in finishing our offensive opportunities.
Obviously, a lot of postseason accolades for this team already, and the top seed. Is there a certain amount of wanting to come out and show that you deserve all that right now? I mean, to come out strong today.
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
You guys had a top seed in the tournament, and a lot of postseason accolades already. Is there a certain amount of talk that you want to come out here and show that you deserve all that?
No, not at all. I don't really worry about the accolades or anything like that. Just playing for our team and doing what I love to do. So.
Well, as far as the team goes, I mean, as far as getting the top seed.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, for sure. spread your question. Sorry. As far as the top seed, yeah, definitely. I think we didn't want to take this team for granted and just kind of show what Maryland was all about.
You scored three straight goals right there in the first half. What was going right during that time? There was maybe that 10-minute lapse. You guys scored really quickly from the start, but then 10 minutes in, and then you score those three. What was going right there?
I think just definitely pulling our offensive out and spreading each other out, looking for the second look instead of the first, and working together, moving the ball, working for each other. So.
Coach, at halftime, you sounded a little bit satisfied with your offensive output. What's the one thing at the end of this game that you take away that you still need to work on?
Well, we'll go into this next week and work on executing all of our offenses. Today, we pretty much were trying to get a lot of people involved and trying to really demonstrate possession of the ball. And I think because of that, we forced the ball into the middle a little too much. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And I think when we look to get better at that, we want it to work all the time. So we want to make sure that each possession we're resulting in the best offensive look that we can get to score, as opposed to just taking shots to take shots. So that's our main thing offensively. I thought Dee, you know, their player Kelly Condon had a great game. You know, she was going hard to the net, and I don't think we helped early enough on her. So we'll work to just tighten up some things defensively and make sure, again, that we're coming together to have a better team effort defensively as to then relying on everybody one-on-one.
Caitlin, you guys said, Maris had 22 turnovers. What was going right on defense to cause those turnovers maybe?
I think for the most part, we were just communicating and just really hustling to get back in on D off the ride. And I think just the goals they had were just mistakes that we can easily fix and get back and work on that this week.
Caitlin, if you just comment, I understand you're now, what was it Jody was telling us, you're the fourth player ever to be ACC Player of the Year 2 years in a row. You just talked about that.
It's really an honor, but just like Carion said, I really just want our team to do well, and the accolades come from all our team success, and we can't wait to keep playing the tournament and work build on today and play our best game next week.
Amanda, you had those two back-to-back goals, and then you had the assist. What were you feeling when that happened, that stretch?
again, like Putty said, when we pull it out and move the ball, there's wide open. I was wide open. The first time, like, no girl around me. So just focusing on the move the ball, not the first look, but the second look.
Coach, would you rather have a game, a lopsided game like this early in the tournament where you can work on things? Does it give you a chance to iron out some wrinkles, basically?
Well, I mean, we went into today's game as focusing on Maryland. And for all of you guys that know me, that's probably the thing I say every single time. Focusing on our style of lacrosse and doing what we do and doing it well. And, you know, not necessarily worrying about what the other team is bringing in. And, yeah, we knew what Marist was like. We knew what offense they were going to run. We knew how they were going to play defense. Well, at least we guessed. But focusing on us and really executing our game plan and just trying to tighten up in the things that we do. And I think one of the things that we've been working on going into our ACC tournament, for example, is, and these girls have talked about it a lot, so I'm commenting on it, is spreading it out offensively. You know, we went through games where we have so many people on our team that can score, and that's been one of our strengths this season. But sometimes because of that, we end up cluttered in the middle of the 8-meter, which makes it very crowded because we are such a dynamic and powerful offense, that what we really went into ACCs trying to focus on spreading it out, you know, pulling the defense out. And today was another example of that. You know, we got sometimes in the first half very clustered in the middle of the 8-meter because everyone was finding openings, and we all just felt like we're all kind of bunched in there. That at halftime we tried to, what's what we talked about, is spreading it out, pulling our defenders out, and then finding our openings that way. And hence, that's, I think that's why we did better. Well, I know that's why we did better shooting in the second half, is because our openings we were taking were better looks at goal than they were in the first half when all of Marist's defense was inside the 8-meter as well.
Anybody? Thank you.
Go Terps!